Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Happy Thanksgiving. Today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through Being Present. And today I'm going to share my two favorite Thanksgiving dishes that I have each year.
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
On today's episode, I want to talk about being present. You know, showing up for the people who actually show up for you and living in the moment. Stop focusing on the people and the things you don't have and really give all your attention to the people and the things you do have in your life. Also, I'm going to talk about my two favorite dishes that I love for Thanksgiving. And do we still eat traditional Thanksgiving food?
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Cooking Your Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. Today is Thanksgiving, so I want to give you a special Thanksgiving episode. And I really just wanted to focus on being present. I didn't want to take too much of your time because this is time to spend with your family, your loved ones. Or if you're like me, I'm actually on a ship this year, so I'm spending time with my team and with people on board. But I'm always thinking about my family and friends in my heart. But I just wanted to talk about being present a little bit and also do a little twist on the food aspect of today and just give you my two favorite holiday or Thanksgiving dishes and pose the question, do you still eat traditional Thanksgiving food or have you started to experiment? We're getting into this whole new realm of the grandparents are not the same grandparents we grew up with. So different generations taking over. So did your traditions follow or have you created new traditions as we've been getting older? Because I'm a millennial, but I'm 37. Well, I think about it, 37. So yeah, like a lot of the traditions I grew up with are not really there anymore. So just to jump into today's episode, because you guys know I love a holiday. I just dropped the Thanksgiving episode for Cooking Your Way Through Life, the YouTube channel. So you can check that out this week. Also some tips and tricks on brining your turkeys. And I have some more behind the scenes coming out on Saturday. But being present, I just really think there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. And Thanksgiving is definitely an American holiday. So we talk about America. Thanksgiving hits different this year, guys. Like it doesn't feel exactly the same. Like we just came through a government shutdown. Been a lot going on this year. If anything, I feel like this is the perfect time to talk about being present. And you know, instead of reflecting on the past, this episode is about being here right now, in the room, in the moment, in the season, like actually really being in the moment and being present. Because what I have noticed is that, and you might have noticed this too, we are beginning to rush through November. Like it goes Halloween, rush, 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 Christmas. And like we're treating November like a stepping stone to Christmas. And I get it on one aspect. If you feel like Thanksgiving might just not be a holiday that you're too fond of, or, you know, like you don't approve of how it came to be. Very controversial start to this holiday. You know, watch Adam's Family. I forgot which one it is, but Wednesday pretty much breaks it down for you about why, how this came to be. But what I do want to talk about is the fact that I don't think we should fast forward through the holidays, through the gatherings, through the conversations, and even through our own meals. You know, like even if the idea of Thanksgiving isn't something that you're fond of, any time that you get to spend with your family and friends and your loved ones, I just don't feel like we should be letting that pass us by. Because if this crazy year has taught us anything, life is very short. We never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Things are getting wild, like all around the world. So being in the moment and being present probably is like more important now than ever before. I think some people look at being present as thinking like I need to slow down life. And I think 2020 COVID kind of taught us that like you need a lot of us had to slow down. We were going, but we weren't really going anywhere. But I think it's not really just about slowing down your life. It's about showing up for it in a way. You know, like if you never really take the time to reflect and like be present in the moment, I mean, what are you doing it for? You know, like what is the reason behind achieving the accolades, getting the family, dating the person you want to date, going on the trip you want to go on, if you don't actually enjoy getting the achievement, you know, really be in love with the person that you're dating and like enjoy their company and really like be in the moment with them. Enjoy the places that you're going to and not just taking a picture for other people to see. You know, I think being present is just really showing up for yourself first and then showing up with everything else. Because a lot of times, like, we're so focused on the next step, the next season, the next goal, that we miss the blessings right in front of us. Like, we miss the people, miss the moments, miss opportunities. And the simple fact is that, like, we're still here. And that's amazing within itself. Like, some people did not make it to today. Like, you, every day is just something to be thankful for. And we don't really have to wait until Thanksgiving to give thanks, because I know I can't speak for everybody, but for me, I'm thankful every day to be here, even if it's a hard day, because I know people did not make it. So I think being present is just like taking all that into consideration and really just understanding it. I would say too, because I've already done gratitude this like in the past couple weeks, and I didn't want this to be like a gratitude part two thing, because with gratitude, that's like appreciation, right? And when we think about appreciation for things, it's like you show gratitude for it. But presence is about awareness. So it's about what we're talking about, just like being aware, showing up. Presence comes before gratitude, because you can't be grateful for things that you aren't present enough to notice. You know, like we talk about gratitude every single Thanksgiving, but gratitude can't exist without presence, because like you can't give thanks to something that you never slowed down enough to see and appreciate. Otherwise, you're just giving thanks for something that you're going through the motions. You're saying the things that you think you're supposed to say and doing the things you think you're supposed to do, but you're not actually enjoying the moment to say, I'm thankful for my friends and family. You know, I'm thankful for everything I have. So without presence and being in the moment and having that awareness, you can't even have gratitude. So that's also why I wanted to talk about, you know, this on Thanksgiving, because I think we get so caught up in gratitude, we forget how you get to gratitude. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit before I go too deep into today, because I'm going to keep it pretty short and simple. Today is Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're listening to this while you're finishing up that holiday meal, or maybe later on, because if you're like me, I love Thanksgiving food the next day because I like a turkey sandwich. But that's what we're going to get into. So my two favorite things as far as Thanksgiving goes, and I'm going to go super traditional because I did want to pose a question. I'm going to ask the question, do you still eat traditionally on Thanksgiving? I was talking to my friend Ashley, and we were talking about the fact of like, she likes it to be traditional on Thanksgiving, and you can experiment on Christmas. Like, Christmas is the time to experiment, but Thanksgiving is the time that you want it just to be the turkey, the dressing, the mac and cheese, the blah, blah, you know, whatever you grew up eating. And it made me think, because I really, when I think about it, growing up, we did have turkey and ham because I like turkey. My little brother liked ham. My mom liked hams. My mom would still make sure we get turkey for me. But the sides were always interchanging. But one side that was always pretty much there, and I did really like it, and I still like it to this day, is mac and cheese. And I feel like mac and cheese is under attack right now. I can't prove it, but it just feels like every day somebody's coming out talking about mac and cheese. But macaroni and cheese for me was like one of my favorite side dishes as a kid. Now, I never grew up eating mac and cheese as a main dish. And I remember being on like kids' menus, it'd be like chicken fingers or mac and cheese or hamburger. And I always thought that's so weird because we just eat that as a side dish. But what I will say is growing up, because now everybody does baked mac and cheese, my mom does not like to cook. I mean, I've said this time and time again, so it's not like, ooh, he's talking about his mom. My mom knows this. My mom does not like to cook, but my mom would make just the Kraft mac and cheese on the stovetop. And I don't know, it was just cheesy. It was good. It was the noodles. It feels nostalgic to just have the regular stovetop mac and cheese every now and then. And I think that leads me into what I was saying earlier. For me, I could totally move away from traditional Thanksgiving food and I could go other places, but the nostalgia is there for me. And I think that happens a lot of times where sometimes you hold on to the memories and the nostalgia of things versus like the actual dish itself. I'm not saying the Kraft macaroni and cheese is the best thing ever. I would not say that. But what I'm saying is it has a special memory placeholder in my heart. And if you serve me that on Thanksgiving, I'm going to instantly revert back to my childhood and just be honestly very thankful and happy. Now, what I will say is it's probably the only time throughout the year that I will enjoy it. And this also goes into a little bit like not jumping ahead, as we just talked about not jumping ahead to Christmas. But with Christmas Eve too, I was just talking to somebody about eggnog. I freaking love one glass of eggnog every year. And I spend Christmas all over the world. This year, I'm going to be, I think, in Aruba for Christmas because I'm still on the ship and I'll be on the ship for Christmas. But if I have a cup of eggnog, it just gives me Christmas vibes. Like I just know, like, one year I had been, actually, I'm probably going to do it in the next 2 years again. After spending a lot of Christmases at sea and especially in hot climates, I like having like a cold Christmas. And so the last time that happened, I spent Christmas in Prague and then I went to Berlin. And even though I was there and I had mulled wine and other things and I went to the Christmas markets, I still had eggnog because it just gives me the nostalgia of growing up. So it's like, that's how Kraft mac and cheese is for me. So that's my first of two favorite things for Thanksgiving. Sorry, I went off the deep end there talking about Christmas, but I just wanted to tie it in so you understand, like, it's the nostalgia behind it, not like Kraft mac and cheese is chef's favorite thing. It's like, no, it's just the nostalgia behind it. But either way, I do love mac and cheese throughout the year, but I do like the baked mac and cheese. And right now I'm really into lobster mac and cheese, I like a little bit of that seafood in there. It's really nice. But going back into presents is, and I want to make sure I'm, you know, guys, I'm saying presents, not presents. but I want to talk about also the distraction problem that happens when it comes to Thanksgiving and not being in the presence. And it's like, because we focus so much on what we're missing that we miss what's present. You know, comparison culture steals presents. Like, I think that is a saying where it's like comparison is the thief of joy. Yeah. And it's like when you start comparing yourself to other people, and I will say, not to blame it all on social media, but social media is a big part of that because social media shows you everyone else's life. But what I try to explain to people is you don't show social media your entire life. So why do you think other people show social media their entire life? You show social media what you want to show and the best parts of your life. And so, like, not that you are lying. I'm not saying those people are lying, but if they are, it's social media, you know? So don't keep comparing yourself with other people. And also, the holidays can amplify, like, the pressure and expectations. Like, we already have so much pressure that we usually put on ourselves and expectations that we also put on ourselves a lot. And the holidays just kind of, like, make it, it makes it bigger, you know? It's the constant chase when you get to, like, oh, I want a better job. I need a bigger house. I need more money. I want the perfect holidays. The holiday movies don't help in that because every holiday movie is picture perfect. Have you ever watched Hallmark around the holidays? If you are like comparing your life to that, you feel like a failure because Hallmark makes it seem like everybody lives in a small town with snow and the perfect Christmas tree. Like, it's too much. It's like we need to understand that this is for entertainment purposes and real life is real life. And being present brings you back into your own life and not getting caught up in the illusion of what your life could be. Like, you know, we just spend so much time obsessing over what we don't have sometimes. You don't have the relationship you want. You don't have the success you want. You don't have the lifestyle that you want, that you're overlooking the blessings that you do have. And I think that's another part of, like, just being present is, like, really understanding what you do have and not focusing on what you don't have. And a lot of times, I know around the holidays, it is hard too with relationships. For me, I am the friend in a lot of my friend groups that's not married. And so a lot of my friends are married now. They have kids. And so, you know, be like, you're thinking, maybe I should be doing that too, because like I'm going around the holidays and everybody has it. Why don't I have it? But it's not the right time. Haven't been the right person. But you can't put so much pressure on yourself that you like forget all the good things going on in your life. I am having a great life. I thank God for my life right now. And I don't have the relationship that I want, but, you know, we'll see what happens one day. Maybe that person will be coming soon or later. I have no idea. Even with that, it's like sometimes love is right in front of you and you miss it because we're chasing the version of love that we think we're supposed to have. And I think that happens a lot of times when you, especially you meet somebody and they're like, nope, this is what I want. I know it's what I want, and that's what I'm looking for. And I think those are great. It's great to have those values, but if it gets to the point where you are hurting yourself by not opening yourself up to something else, you know, just don't hold yourself back. Just, you know, get out of your own way sometimes, I guess I would say. So before we get too much into that, because once I start going into the relationship side of things, you know, we can talk. Because I have been known, and I'm a notorious person. Last year, I was proclaiming that I would have matching pajamas this year. Now, for those of you that don't know, matching pajamas is, I think it's more of an American thing. I don't know any of my international friends that do this, but when you're in a relationship and you do matching pajamas at Christmas, like you actually would be taking pictures now so you can send out Christmas cards because you want your friends to get Christmas cards before Christmas. So you need to be in a relationship by Thanksgiving, basically, so you can go and take pajama pictures and then send it to your friends and family as a Christmas card. And my sister does it every single year. I've been lucky enough to be in some of her pictures. You know, it's usually her and her dogs, but every now and then I get a cameo in there. But yeah, I was just like, I really want to take my Matching Pajamas pictures with me and my person, but it has not happened. But what I would say is, the whole reason I brought this up is that it does not deter me from being present in the moment now. Like, I have so many things to be thankful for, and I'm not just saying that to like brag or boast. I'm saying that to say that we all have so many things to be thankful for. It's just sometimes we get so caught up in the one thing that's on our brain about what we don't have that we just literally overshadow. It's like when you are on social media, and I'm also notorious for doing this, but you'll see 100 comments and 99 of them will be positive and one will say something bad. It's the only one you focus on. And I think if we can train our brains to focus on that 99 and not that one, we live much happier lives. And I'm saying that to say about the pajamas picture. But when I do get my pajamas, I'm going to let y'all know, because, you know, I let y'all know everything. So let's jump into my second favorite thing that I love at Thanksgiving, since I'm letting you guys know. And it's actually the easiest one. And I think I'm also in the minority on this one, too, because I keep saying things like my two favorite things keep getting attacked. I don't know. Maybe it's my algorithm, but my second one is turkey. I don't know why people pick on turkey so much. I mean, my first instinct is to say that most people don't like turkey because they don't know how to cook it. And that's not a jab. That's an actual understanding that we overcook turkey so much. Because when I talk to people and they say I don't like turkey, a lot of times the first thing they say is, oh, it's so dry. And I'm always just like, no. Like, I can see if you like, I don't like the taste of turkey. It's not my, but it shouldn't be dry if you're cooking it correctly. And I also feel like turkey can just be so versatile. Like, jerk turkey, roasted turkey, smoked turkey, fried turkey. Like, it's just so good. And I think for me, it goes back to what I was saying with the Kraft mac and cheese. I only cook a whole turkey at Thanksgiving if I'm cooking a whole turkey. Like, otherwise, I'm not. I just was working for Uncruise Adventures for a couple years, and I was lucky enough to spend Thanksgiving in Hawaii on the ship. And me and my pastry chef, Katie, I mean, we went all out. I spatchcocked 2 turkeys. She made like 16 desserts. Like we acted like we were cooking for Martha Stewart's and a magazine. Like it was just all out. But a lot of times, especially as a chef, I don't get the opportunity to do that because a lot of times I'm not with a lot of people around Thanksgiving. Like right now, I'm literally on a cruise ship today on Thanksgiving. And when I am around my family, I feel like we do have Thanksgiving meal, but you know how you just cook one thing? So I don't really get to show off a little bit like as a chef. And I don't own a home right now near any of my family members to like inviting them over. But I do. I actually want that to be something that I'm putting into the works. Like I want to be able to host family gatherings every now and then. But I was saying all that to say that like I had so much fun. And I remember making those two full big turkeys. I remember doing that. And the first thing that most of the guests said was, this turkey is so juicy. And it's such a good compliment because I do feel like it gets a bad reputation just because of how people cook it. Now, turkey is my second favorite thing. But I, once again, love turkey the second day. I don't even need to eat Thanksgiving food on Thanksgiving. I would cook a whole turkey and then just have sandwiches. Like, 4 days. It is bad. Like, I just love a sandwich. I turn everything into a sandwich, man. And I think cooking turkey on Thanksgiving is like my favorite thing because Friday is my favorite day. We're having turkey tonight on the ship. I mean, I'm sure we're having turkey, some sort of turkey, but I'm probably gonna have sandwiches tomorrow some kind of way because that's what I want. Now, I asked the question at the beginning of this about your traditions and do you do it traditionally or what you're doing? And yeah, I want to know, like, because my podcast is now on YouTube, I feel like I'm definitely interacting with everyone a little bit more. And please, everybody, if you do listen to the podcast, check it out on YouTube. Get those views up on YouTube. We're trying to do some big things. I have some ideas in the works. But yeah, like, do you still do traditional dishes? Like, let me know. Like, go on the YouTube channel, make a comment. Like, is your tradition the same because of, like, me with nostalgia? Or is it something that was near and dear to your grandparents' heart or your family's heart? How are you changing your traditions? Like, are you adding your own traditions? For those of you that have kids now, do you, like, remix your dishes or traditions with your spouse? Because that's also a big thing that I'll be wondering too. I'm single, and as a single person, of course, like I can follow the traditions of my family, but if I was married, then, you know, like, how does that work? Like, what traditions do you do? What ones do you take out? And yeah, what is your favorite dish for Thanksgiving? So definitely listen to this one on the YouTube channel and pop down your favorite dishes below and let me know how you do Thanksgiving. All right, guys, coming to the end of this episode. I told you I'm just going to get in here and get out. This one's going to be just a quick one because it's the holidays. But I did want to wrap up today's episode by just saying, slow down, you know, just look around, appreciate the moment you're in. Don't rush past people who show up for you. I think that's a huge one. We focus so much on, even for me, I was talking earlier in this episode, I'm single. Of course, I'm trying to date as much as I can, like globetrotting around the world. But the people that show up for me, I never take them for granted. Like, I have some of the best friends in the world. And the way that people show up for me, I am so thankful. And so, like, it really sometimes makes me feel like, what did I do to deserve these people to show up for me? So I never, never want them to feel like I'm just like, oh, thank you. You know, like, and then it's moving on. Like, the way my friends show up for me and my family, like, it's just amazing. So never rush past those people. Which leads me to stop rushing through November, man. My mom's birthday is in November. a lot of my friends' birthday, like, you know, like November is a full month. First off, you know, I get it. It's like decorations. Thanksgiving is not as flashy or as sexy as Christmas and Halloween when it comes to decorations, but enjoy the moment, guys. Like, I don't know. Maybe because I've lost people in my life, or like, I mean, also still reeling over COVID. As a millennial, we've lived through every damn thing. And it's just like, enjoy the moment every day. Enjoy every day. Yeah, just stop. And then don't miss the beauty in what you already have. You know, it's great to have goals. It's great to have dreams. It's great to be aspiring to things. I definitely am always pushing myself to do more, but living in the moment, being present, enjoying the things I already have, I focus on that more and more each day. You know, even when I'm going to concerts now, I find myself not even videotaping it. Because when's the last time you were at a concert, you took video, and then you watched that video? And if you're like me, you can say never. The best thing I do now is I take like 2 in-the-moment videos and post them then. And then I put my phone away because I never look at those videos. I was at the Friends, Lovers and Friends in Vegas a couple years ago when Genuine fell off the stage. Literally had a video of it and I saw it in the moment. So I never even posted a video, which shout out to Genuine. I'm glad you're okay. But I just say that to say, like, it's so much better being in the moment. Like, don't just live outside the moment. I'll say this too, guys. Maybe this Thanksgiving isn't about the perfect plate. Maybe it's about being present enough to realize that everything you need is already here right now. And I will leave you with that thought. All right, guys. Thank you as always. I do want to say that I am very present in the fact that also you guys show up for me. I was very scary starting a YouTube channel. We're already at 2,000 subscribers. Very scary starting this podcast when I first started. And I have listeners all around the world, so I never take you guys for granted too. You take time out of your day to listen to what I put out into the world. And I just really appreciate it. So have a great Thanksgiving if you're celebrating. If not, just call your friends and family. Enjoy the moment. Be with those people who love you and who are there for you. And don't worry about the people that don't show up for you, because they don't matter. Go ahead over to that YouTube page, though, and like and subscribe and share, because we're trying to get those numbers up. Boom, boom, boom. But happy holidays, guys. Be back next week with another episode. See you later.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.